Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. After the Christmas break, Pope Benedict XVI dedicated his general audience to the next installment in his lessons on the life of St. Paul.
Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our catechesis on St. Paul, we turn to the twin letters, Colossians and Ephesians. Similar in language, they are unique in developing the theme of Christ as head, kephale, not only of the Church, but also of the entire universe. These letters assure us that Christ is above any hostile earthly power. Christ alone loved us and gave himself up for us, so that if we remain close to him, we need not fear any adversity. It was God's plan to recapitulate all things in Jesus, through whom all things were created, so that by the blood of his cross we might be reconciled to the Father. Christ's headship also implies that in a certain sense he is greater than the Church, and that his dominion extends beyond her boundaries, and that the Church, rather than the entire cosmos, is referred to as the body of Christ. These letters are also notable for the spousal image they use to describe how Christ has won his bride, the Church, by giving his life for her. What greater sign of love could there be than this? Christ has desires that we grow more beautiful each day through irreproachable moral conduct without wrinkle or defect. By living uprightly and justly, may we bear witness to the nuptial union which has already taken place in Christ as we await its fulfillment in the wedding feast to come.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.